Bogey.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a big box of okay.
Yep.
The Don and Mike Show.
Have a nice glass of SCFU, and here he is, Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Those darn teenagers in New Jersey, police say the kids have been putting homemade bombs in mailboxes. Teenage boys love to blow stuff up.
That was Rob laughing in the background.
I know. Some of these bombs have exploded big time, and there was shrapnel traveling as far as 60 feet from the explosion.
Quite not.
Nobody's been hurt yet, but between the shrapnel and the chemicals and the explosion itself, somebody's going to get hurt.
I talked to one of those little kids.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
He just couldn't focus.
He had a pocket rocket.
You kids get off my lawn. The bombs are made from chlorine and other stuff Mom keeps under the sink, and they're mixed in soda bottles. There are at least 300 videos on the Internet showing how to make this bomb. Some even show how much fun it can be. Sure, it's fun till somebody loses an eye.
You know, when you said get out of our yard?
Yes.
Before the show today, when Mike and I were just hanging out front.
Right. Porch setting?
Actually, I was applying some gauze to my rectum.
That's right. I remember.
Sorry. But right around that time, some punk wearing his backwards baseball hat, driving his wife's minivan, came pulling through the parking lot with Nelly or whatever the hell it was, turned up like a volume 58.
Yeah, his mom's minivan.
Yeah, and he was driving. It was a real, I don't want to say, there's no such thing as a sexy minivan, but it definitely was an unsexy, older model minivan.
Was it pimped out a little bit?
No, you were out there with me. Remember the guy with the red hat?
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
That guy. Right. And he just sat there for about a minute with his radio turned up all the way in this crappy car.
Mm-hmm.
The crappy car. And Mike said not loud enough for him to hear, "Ah, get out of our yard."
It is our yard.
Do you remember that before the show today?
It's our yard.
I said, God, you sound like such an old man.
Our yard.
We gotta get that kid to get out of our yard.
I think the least sexy minivan is probably the Caravan.
Yeah.
The Dodge Caravan, that's the most basic, and in brown.
They're all, no matter what they are, sexy or not, they're all driven by idiots.
It was a real old model Toyota one.
Oh, yeah. A little rust on it, maybe.
Driving home on Route 66 last night, minivan left-hand lane. Would you like to guess the speed?
I could.
85, Mike.
42 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
In a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
What's up with
that? Too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Lady or man?
It was a lady.
It was a lady.
Women drivers.
It was a lady.
It was Gabrielle Reese.
Gabby Reese.
Well, for gosh sakes, what would cause a boy to blow up a mailbox with a bomb like that? How about getting voted most likely not to have children? Indianapolis sixth grader Matt Porter got that very award from his teachers in front of his classmates at a school ceremony.
God.
Most likely not to have children. Matt says everybody laughed, except him and his parents. Matt's confused now about teachers, quoting him, "That's not what their job is for, to put kids down. They're supposed to teach us."
How old is this boy?
Sixth grader. So he's what, 12, 13? 12,
why are they giving those kids awards?
You don't have education, and you can't hardly get a job.
That's right.
Makes no sense.
I know.
Something tells me that maybe it's taken out of context. That maybe something was said like, "Well, yeah, that's you'll never have kids if you do that," or something.
Right. No, it actually happened. He did. They gave out a number of this type, most likely to sort of awards, and Matt won the most likely not to have children. It really happened.
If I meant that, and it's a sixth grade graduation ceremony. Uh-huh. I'm laughing, too.
Everybody did, except Matt and his parents. Now, a school system spokesman says the ceremony was inappropriate and will not be repeated. The school is also offering counseling for Matt.
I just can't believe that would happen, though, in that kind of form. I could never see it happening.
Well, the teachers have reportedly not called Matt or his parents to apologize. The school system won't say how or even if the teachers will be disciplined.
Did you ever think that maybe he had like one of those hot Mary Kay Letourneau teachers and that she already has checked out his sperm count? And that she already knows that the boy doesn't have a lot of swimmers?
They might know.
Or maybe he's just a kid that gets kicked in the nads a lot.
In that thick Austrian accent that just won't go away, California's governor is advising Spanish-speaking immigrants to stay away from Telemundo, Univision, and all other Spanish-speaking networks.
Why?
Arnold thinks they should watch American TV instead so they can more quickly get a grip on the English language.
We can discipline the kids, and we can really make the kids grow up to be good citizens and to be good kids without hitting them.
Right. Heil Hitler.
kids.
Quoting Arnold, you've got to turn off the Spanish television set.
That's right. Yeah, because the kids will watch that in the Spanish, uh-huh. and then they won't speak the English.
Hey, Arnold.
Yeah.
How Hitler?
Dankeschön.
Arnold said Spanish-speaking immigrants should also avoid Spanish-language books and newspapers in favor of the written word in English.
I would also advise all the Spanish people to avoid eating at the Taco Bells. Dankeschön.
Arnold says he rarely spoke German once he arrived in this country. Hispanic journalists seemed surprised by Arnold's answer yesterday, even though they asked how Hispanic students can improve academically.
Well, I knew this day would come. I agree with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, so do I.
I saw that coming myself. Mm-hmm. Some great Elvis items go up for auction tomorrow in Beverly Hills.
How bad do you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
One of those items is a gold-plated pistol Elvis once owned and later gave to Hawaii 5-0 star Jack Lord.
That's right, man. We gave that to him, didn't we?
It's a Walther PK semi-automatic with simulated ivory grips. Gold-plated, it's expected to go for as much as $20,000.
Hey, brother, you know what I remember most?
Oh,
yeah. Before we died?
What is that, man?
I remember because we were old.
Yes.
We were drinking Ensure.
That's the first spit take I've ever done.
Elvis had a lot of physical problems that were really eating away at him. He had glaucoma.
Yes, I had that.
He had hypertension. You know that every night Check. After his show, his blood pressure would shoot up to 180, 200.
Yeah, man, I get the worst headaches.
That's a tremendous strain
That's
on the heart.
That's a good number, 182.
Elvis had a spastic, twisted colon.
Oh, spastic, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
I can't tell you the problems that plagued him.
The retarded colon.
How uncomfortable he was, and how his body, especially the lower part of his body, started to blow up.
Killed it.
And balloon.
How great thou art.
What a friend we have.
In Jesus.
Tell me something, Buzz.
Yes, yes, E.
Why don't you believe in God?
I'll get back to you on that.
If only they could have helped him.
At the big Elvis auction on Saturday, there's also a ring, a shirt, some watches, and some pictures. But the most coveted item may be one of Elvis's pill bottles. It first contained Naldecon, an antihistamine decongestant prescribed by Dr. Nick.
Good stuff, Jay.
I should get some good stuff for this, man.
Man, I'll dig a hole in my foot.
But the bottle actually contained a dozen assorted pills that could not legally be sold with the bottle. The empty is expected to go for as much as $4,000.
Are you afraid of the fact that old people drink Ensure?
Hey, man, I drank Ensure.
I'd venture to say if you drank it, you'd still be alive today.
Yeah, well, I'm dead.
Yeah, I know.
Hey.
If only I could have seen the next story about medical marijuana coming up on the news.
In the news.
Hey,
the Japanese hot dog eating champ may wimp out of this year's big contest on Coney Island. There he is. The word that 29-year-old Takeru Kobayashi might not show at what was supposed to be the Ali Frazier of hot dog eating. Could it be because of the 23-year-old Joey Chestnut of San Jose, California, who recently ate 59 and a half dogs and buns in 12 minutes? Kobayashi's previously unbeatable record was 53 and three-fourths dogs and buns in 12 minutes. They were supposed to go head-to-head at this year's Nathan's contest over the 4th of July, but Kobayashi's mother died 3 months ago. He dropped out of training, and Kobayashi's manager says he can't even get the guy on the phone anymore.
Man, my mom died. I could only eat 40 hot dogs today. Man. God damn.
I will no longer participate in competition.
So our next hot dog eating champ will apparently be an American. And that leads us to the woman in the Netherlands who just had removed from her colon a worm that's been living inside her for 27 years.
Oh, put that in my tequila bottle, baby.
She reported to the hospital with vomiting, diarrhea, and cramps. Her colon was badly inflamed.
Yeah.
A stool sample revealed worm eggs, larvae from the tropical threadworm.
But when we're talking about things like loose stool and oily discharge, at best they sound annoying. But I would imagine on the other end of the spectrum, they can get fairly severe. And some of the educational material on this drug actually says you might want to think about bringing an extra pair of pants to...
This is about our colons.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Paul Harvey, news and comment.
And now,
Page 4, Smart Balance is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And Chicken that Lays a Good Egg has a...
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Oh, man. I know a young lady who swallowed a worm that wiggled and wriggled and made her squirm. Doctors estimated the worm's age by retracing the places she's been where she could have picked up this particular tropical worm. The answer, apparently, is where she was born. In South America.
Did they say how big it was?
They said it was it's really only about a tenth of an inch.
Oh, it's tiny.
Yeah, very all small, right. But okay. Apparently prolific at laying eggs.
It was a sperm worm.
Officer, I don't know how the dead hooker got in my apartment. That's our story when we continue.
All right, buddy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.